So yeah, more Champions League action tonight, and we see Man City, Jack, taking on a German team, or Borussia Mönchengladbach, which, to be fair, I prefer.
I was going to say, whichever one you prefer.
I much prefer saying the German version. For City, how have you seen the campaign so far?
It's been a good one, I think. They started really well and then had that difficult spell. They're beginning to find the feet once again. In the Champions League, I think it's been maybe a little bit disappointing with the way that they lost to Barcelona, got the win, of course, over them as well. So it's a difficult one for City, but I'm sure that overall they'll be pretty happy. And a win tonight will get them through to the next stage.
Well, let's find out if City fans, or one in particular, is happy with how it's gone. We're joined by Dan Burke from the Blue Moon Podcast. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
How are you feeling then ahead of Mönchengladbach tonight?
Yeah, pretty relaxed, really. I mean, the result we got against Barcelona in the last round, coupled with Celtic getting a point at Borussia Mönchengladbach, means that we only need a point from our last two games now to go through to the next stage. So, it's far from a foregone conclusion, but I'm pretty confident that City can get that point from the last two games. I think we could even win both of our last games now and not win the group, so I don't really see much point in overexerting themselves in these last two games. I'd just be happy with a point tonight, and then we can start thinking about the last 16.
And Mönchengladbach are a side who are struggling domestically. I think they're 13th in the Bundesliga. They've not started particularly well, so seems though the Champions League is their everything, and the Europa League potentially, should they lose to you. So it's a game that's going to be a difficult one tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. It means a lot to them. I mean, we've played Borussia Mönchengladbach 2 years on the trot in the Champions League now and won every game, but every single one has been difficult in its own little way, with the exception of perhaps the one in the group this year when we won 4-0 quite comfortably. But they gave us a really good game on their ground last year. It needed a late penalty from us to win it. So I'm expecting a tough game tonight. I know they've not been doing particularly well in the league and in the Champions League as well, but like you say, they do need something to sort of rescue their season now, so finishing second or third in the group for them would be a huge achievement at this moment in time, and I think they're going to be going all out to try and do that.
What about team selections from Pep later? What are you expecting to see from him, and what about Yaya Toure after what happened at the weekend?
Yeah, well, Yaya's not in the Champions League squad at the moment, so obviously he's not going to be playing tonight. But there has been talk already of him potentially being included in the next round, should we go through, which is, you know, a real sort of about turn, considering it looked like he was never going to play for the club again only a few days ago, and now we're talking about him potentially being involved in the Champions League. Ilkay Gundogan was arrested at the weekend, so I'd expect him to start tonight. Obviously, he's a German who's played in the Bundesliga for many years. So he'll know Mönchengladbach quite well and should know how to deal with them. In terms of, I'd expect it to be a pretty normal team selection other than that, really. I think, you know, Aguero starting up front, David Silva will play, Kevin De Bruyne will play, I'd expect. So I think he's going to play a full-strength team and try and go out and get the win tonight.
One man who isn't involved, Vincent Kompany, who obviously was taken off against Crystal Palace at the weekend. Everyone thought it was a head injury. It seems as though it's medial knee ligaments because of the way he's fallen. It's something like his 35th injury in the 8 years he's been at Manchester City. He's over in Barcelona seeing a specialist at the moment, and it's a real shame. It must be for your captain to once again be sidelined.
It is. I mean, it's frustrating from a fan's point of view because it's not helping the team at the moment, but I feel incredibly sorry for him personally. Before he started having all these injury problems, I think Kompany was arguably one of, if not the best central defenders in the world, and he's been robbed of the prime of his career in this past couple of years, really, with this constant problems. And, you know, he has such mental durability to be able to keep getting back up again from these injuries and keep going again and not letting it affect him, but it must be affecting him somehow. And, you know, I wouldn't have blamed him for packing it in by now, really, but I'm glad to see that he's still going at it, and I really hope that he does have a future in the game, because he's an extraordinary player, a wonderful guy who's been a great ambassador for the club and has given absolutely everything for City over the years. So I really hope that one day we do see him fit again and back in a City shirt playing for the club, because it's just so upsetting to see his career being wasted like this.
Well, that's what I was going to say to you, is that obviously it's difficult with him being out as much as he is for the squad. Do you genuinely see him having a future, or do you think that Pep will look to bring in another centre-half?
I mean, I don't think Pep is fully convinced by him in terms of his injuries, in terms of him getting over those injuries. I remember in his very first press conference, The way he was talking about Company, almost talking about him in the past tense as if he was no longer playing for the club, and he sort of said that he hopes that he can get rid of these problems and get himself back on track at some point. But it almost felt like, you know, if he's going to do that, it isn't going to be here necessarily. Obviously, he's still around at the moment, and that's good. But in answer to your question, no, I'm not 100% confident that he is going to come back and be the player that he once was and be fit again, because he's the unluckiest man in football, I think. It's not just one particular injury he keeps getting. He keeps getting injuries to all different parts of his body. I think he had concussion as well at the weekend, which can't be helping matters. So it's just, as I say, it's really frustrating, but I fear for his future as a player, because there is going to have to come a point at some time soon where City are going to have to cut the losses and say, we can't keep waiting for him. And he's going to have to cut his losses and say, I can't keep putting myself through this every week.
What about to tonight's game specifically? I know that Jack mentioned earlier that Mönchengladbach are not doing brilliantly in Bundesliga at the moment, but we all know what Bundesliga stadia can be like, Dan. It's going to be full. They're always full of energy, enthusiasm. The fans are really up for it in German football. Tonight, City travel there. Do you think that City need to maybe get something early on to try and quieten them down?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think we're going to have to start well. I mean, that's the case in the Champions League, especially away from home. You need to start well. I think it is going to be, a noisy atmosphere in the stadium, quite hostile. I'm sure it'll be a cold night as well, which the players probably won't appreciate too much. So, yeah, hopefully we can get an early goal and settle the nerves a little bit there and just, sort of look to get that point that we need, but also the win that we need. If we go a goal down early on, then we're going to be struggling a little bit there. So yeah, I really think starting quickly is going to be important tonight.
Well, Dan Burke from the Blue Moon podcast, it's been brilliant to get you on and look ahead to City's trip to Germany tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Cheers, guys. All the best.